Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about the repo business has gone as good growth prospects. Again, the repo business has good growth prospects. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. What if you are given the rights by the bank to take away heavy equipment whose installments are due by borrowers who presumably does not have any intention to pay them, and in return you earn a good commission? Well, you would probably want to have to go in such form of business, you know, basically form a business to become a repoer. This you may see a multiple million-dollar business if you're able to stick with it for decades or so and set up good rapport with different banks that are known for lending money to construction companies for buying heavy equipment. We call this business as repossession of heavy equipment are simply repo of machines. This business often demands people who are strong mentally and withstand pressure. Now, when we talk about the pressure, it can come from many corners. Many a time, the borrower is not willing to let go of his or her machine, also will not pay any installments. It becomes difficult to repossess the heavy equipment from such people. You can't even tell that the bank about the borrower's behavior because it is not your work to get it out from him, and you got to go to it any means in order to get the machine from him. Again, you know, that's what a repo guy is. Let me repeat that. You can't even tell that the bank about the borrower's behavior because it is your work to get it out from under him, and you got to go to any means in order to get that machine from him. The bank will ask you to show up with the heavy equipment so that they can auction it and claim the price of the machine. So if it all falls on you, how you will manage to get it out from the defaulter. Moreover, some banks even give you the responsibility to keep a track of the borrowers who default payments. So you are also responsible to hunt down the men who borrow money to buy heavy equipment but are unable to pay them off. This seems to be quite an effort, but it is always also pays off well at the end. A repo agent makes around $400 for picking up any small size equipment. The amount increases manifolds if they are to repo a bigger machine. You know, makes sense. You know, if you're getting paid for a small machine, when you get those big machines, oh, that's where the money is at. They are paid handsomely for the effort that they take to repo the machine, and this is why many people are getting into this trade. They find this job to be interesting as they do not have to report to anybody and can wander as per their wish to track the defaulters. Substantially, they make a decent income at the end of every month. They can also double income by putting in more hours in a day doing this job. So this is for the guys who can handle pressure and can take away the machine without making a fuss out of it. They also need to have contacts with transportation guys who can ferry the heavy equipment from a source to the destination. They at times have to move to other cities and states as well to repo the machines. In scenarios like these, they will need the help of transportation guys so that the construction equipment can be ported one to one city to another. They are paid really well when the assignment comes from different cities, so they never shy away from taking such jobs. Again, you know, if you're good at what you're doing in the repo heavy equipment, then you are doing well, my brother. Because, you know, there's problems out there. People don't pay their bills, default on the payments. We need these people to pick it up and put them in auctions. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.